This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation! Welcome to a very special Pod Blast Pod special here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Feed. That's right, we're going to wish upon a star and see what the mouse has to offer with Disney Plus. That's right, the newest streaming service that has everybody up in arms, everybody in a tizzy, everybody, you know, getting very excited, what have you. And we're here to break it down on the first week or so of the service and talk about what we're looking forward to, any issues we see, and how it's going to impact the rest of the entertainment landscape. So let's get to the panel before long. First up, he is the host of the E-Ticket Attraction here on the Place Nation Pop Feed, Mr. Jason Sherman. Jason, how are you?
I am doing great. And what kind of podcast about Disney would it be without me on it?
Okay. You don't want me to answer that, but okay.
Come on.
And what was the first thing you watched on the service?
Well, I'll get into literally the first thing I tried to watch in my omissions later, but the first thing I did watch is, of course, Tron Legacy.
Ah, very cool, very cool. And then also joining us, she is the co-host of Geek and Sassy over on the Jenny Position feed, that fine feed that is PlayStation adjacent. Also, she joins me quite often on Pop Goes the Movies and other shows, Miss Miranda Bertolt. Miranda, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Double A. How are you?
I'm good, good. And what was the first thing you watched on Disney Plus?
It wasn't the first thing I put on thinking I was going to watch, like on my watch list, mm-hmm. but my first was Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, very good. Yeah, my daughter used to watch that when she was younger. You know, everything is not what it seems. I know you had your, 41-page list of everything.
I do. I have a 41-page printout. True Disney dedication over here.
Miranda's hardcore.
And OG Disney member over here.
And speaking of hardcore, he is one of the co-hosts over on the wrestling feed of the Extreme Three-Way Dance. And over here on the Puff feed, he's a co-host on This Week in the NFL. Also appears on many other shows like the PlayStation Nation podcast, Looking Forward, Looking Back Sports Edition, Mr. J. Arsenio D'Amato. Johnny, how are you tonight?
Lady and gentlemen, I apologize for any outdated cultural depictions that may be going down on this podcast.
That's what we're looking forward to.
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Hey, Johnny, what was the first thing you watched on the service?
The first thing I watched was Simpsons Season 6, Episode 15, Homie the Clown. It was the one when Krusty the Clown had a gambling problem and he bid on the Washington Generals to beat the Globetrotters.
Nice. Good choice, good choice. I myself finally had a chance to sit down and watch something, and I watched Episode 1 of The Mandalorian, which was awesome, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the episodes. But we're here tonight, you know, it's the new kid on the block, it's a shiny new toy, and it's pretty friggin' cool, but like everything else, it's had its issues. But first off, we're going to talk about the announcement. When Disney Plus first was announced, what were your initial feelings? We're going to start with you, Jason. What was your first thoughts when you heard Disney was coming up with its own streaming service?
I was so excited. I was just... I'm imagining, and I could not fathom the amount of content they could put on there. And then they announced like the Marvel shows that I was instantly sold. It could have been any price. I would have got it.
Yeah.
I'm clamoring for this.
All right. Miranda, what about you?
While I was super, super excited, I also had mixed emotions because I mean, we have been getting a lot of Disney content on other streaming services. And even though I knew that the quality of Disney Plus was going to be like enough to make me happy, I wondered how it was going to affect the quality of other streaming services, because obviously things are going to be now removed.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be a ripple effect, which we'll get into shortly. Johnny, what about you?
Well, for years, Disney's been kind of bleeding out their content to the public, kind of edging and holding back, going way back to like when they first had the Disney Channel, and they didn't really put everything out there. They kind of held stuff back because they were keeping it for like video sales and DVD sales. But when I saw this, I was like, they're finally just unleashing everything, and they're going all out to compete with Netflix and all that. So it's good that they finally aren't holding back.
Yeah, they got the library to support it, especially with the Fox deal. I mean, I myself, you know, I am a giant Disney nerd. I have collectibles. I have movie collections. I mean, I think I took a picture when somebody told me that all the Mickey shorts and all those shorts are on. I have all those. There were these DVD series that came out, the Walt Disney Classics collection that came in these tins, and it was all the Mickey, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Silly Symphony. I mean, it's a lot. And I'm like, well, those are going to collect a lot of dust coming up. So, I mean, I'm very excited, though, about the accessibility of Disney Plus. I mean, I was just like literally, I don't know if I cried, but I was just so happy about it. And yes, there's going to be a ripple effect, but it's also, it's going to lead to a lot of opportunities for people to see things, and you know, it's going to break down on those, you know, every few years. It's going in the vault. It's going in the vault. You got to get it now.
Yeah, no more cursing the vault, right?
Yeah, no more. Hey, I paid $50 for the Jungle Book on VHS because it was going in the vault.
Okay? Right?
Yeah. So,
that leads me to ask: is anyone surprised that Disney's doing this with how protective they are of their content?
Yes, definitely. Like they teased, they teased everybody held out for Fantasia forever. Like, oh, they're finally going to release it on video after. And there was a bunch like that. They would just tease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think with the home video sales, the physical media dropping down, unless you're like a real collector, you get good deals or sales. You're not. I mean, a lot of people are. I mean, I myself have purged out a lot of my physical media. I mean, unless you're Scott Criscolo, who has to buy a steelbook like every other week, you know,
I'm like that too.
He's a giant collector, and that's awesome for him. He's got this massive collection, and he watches this stuff too, and he you know, records pods on all his classic movies, which is great. But I mean, you know, the physical media thing, and people are downsizing and stuff. So I think Disney just said, you know, all these streaming, everybody's getting a streaming service, and we can't be the only one without it.
Mm-hmm. They knew that this is where they had to go to stay current and in the competitive market.
Yes.
Like, that's what everyone else is doing. So, unfortunately, it's not one of those, like, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you, like, in this instance, you kind of have to also jump off the bridge because, you know, got to move forward.
Yes, but I agree that the home media is not selling like it used to, but I think Disney's still did. As opposed to everything else, because of the collectability of the Disney name.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But not, it's, things aren't, you know, as revered as some of the old ones. Because, you know, got to remember, when all the Disney classics were coming out, they were the only game in town.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays it's like, you know, you have children. I mean, you know, you're going to drop coin on, you know, the latest Disney movie, the latest Pixar movie, the latest How You Train Your Dragon, have the latest Shrek, the latest Despicable Me. That's going to add up after a while and just be everywhere. And the kids are just not going to watch it. You know, there's only so many times they can watch shit over and over. And the fact that there's a streaming service and you could just do it on your phone, on your iPad, you know, Apple Play in your car or whatever. It's going to make life so much easier for parents. I mean, that's where they saw them that they were going. I mean, I'm sure Disney Plus is not going to turn a profit for a long time. So that's what it is. And you think the Fox deal was for the X-Men? No, the Fox deal was for the friggin' library. I think Disney Plus was on the drawing board for a lot longer than we know. And they're like, well, if we get Fox, we're going to get The Simpsons, we're going to get Wizard of Oz, we're going to get all this other shit, you know, and that's what we have.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, so let's talk about the impact, you know, because everybody's like, oh, I'm getting rid of Netflix. Why? Why are you getting rid of Netflix? It's apples and oranges. So, Miranda, what do you think the impact's going to be on other services, like Netflix, Hulu, Peacock, CBS All Access?
Right. Originally, I thought it might have effect more on, because of the whole merger, I thought it might have more of effect on Hulu and Netflix than anything. So far, I've actually not noticed it. I thought it would, but I've not noticed anything too terribly crazy. I feel like they're still their own entity. They still all bring forth their own different things. And, like, I'm not one that canceled Netflix. Like, that'd be dumb. There's too much good stuff on there, too.
Yeah. Well, they own 2/3 of Hulu now, thanks to the Fox merger.
And, right.
And I think Hulu's going to be reserved for the more mature content.
Adults.
So, yeah. Like,
that's what I read in an article, is that that's where, because somebody was like, well, what about Deadpool? What about these things? And they're like, don't worry, we're not getting rid of those, and things like that will be on Hulu. They, you know, where they fit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Johnny, what about you? I mean, I know you're in for, like, a lot of the live action classics. You know, the Kurt Russell and Dean Jones vehicles, so to speak, from those days. So what do you think the impact's going to be on Netflix, Hulu? You know, I mean, is YouTube Red even a thing still?
It is.
I mean,
Cobra Kai,
other than Cobra Kai, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's just going to push those to more adult content. And Netflix is going to step it up and say, "Hey, we're going to be the adult service." Well, you know, while Disney's just going to be that kid thing, and the service they're going to push it towards that. You know, Netflix has the documentary and adult comedies and stuff. You know, stand-up comedy, a lot of genres that that Disney isn't really into and isn't going to touch. So they're just going to change the like how Netflix and Hulu advertise.
All right. What about you, Jason?
I'm not going to get rid of Netflix per se, but I think Netflix is in trouble. Because not only is eventually all the Disney stuff that's on there going to be gone, they're also losing Friends. They're going to be losing The Office. And the only two, you know, Netflix original shows that I really even keep up with anymore, Stranger Things and Glow, are both ending after season 4. So I may not have a reason to keep Netflix around, especially with, you know, the other streaming service that's going to be coming out soon that's also going to be taking a lot of content away from Netflix. Netflix I see as being in a lot of trouble, and you can kind of see the desperation in Netflix because, like, the day after Disney Plus launched, they inked up with Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Well, they also have deals with Ryan Murphy and Shonda Rhimes, so they're going after
the creator.
They both left. They got lucrative deals with them, and I think that there's going to be a place for most everybody. It's really going to depend on, you know, I only know a couple of people that have CBS All Access, and those are huge Star Trek fans.
Yeah,
I have it.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, the Peacock. I mean, I don't know. I mean. It's whatever. I mean, it's going to be have some good stuff on there, but there's only so many hours in the day. So you pretty much got to pick your couple of streaming services and stick with them. Now, how did you guys purchase your Disney Plus? Did you get one of the deals out there?
I just got the monthly.
Oh, you got the monthly? What about you, Miranda?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got the OG Disney Movie Club 3 years subscription.
Yeah, I got to. I think it's the same one as the D23.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I think D23 got just a little bit better deal than us. And then apparently, people that are part of the you get property at Disney. I can't. They have a separate club. You know,
the Disney Vacation Club.
Yeah, the Vacation Club. So I think all of us got different versions of the offer.
I had read somewhere that pass holders get a discount, but I couldn't find anything about that. Because I'm a pass holder.
Oh. Johnny, what about
you? Yeah, I never saw anything about pass holders, but I did see, like, if you're part of the vacation club, so, like, you actually have the pass plus the property there, and then D23 members and Disney Movie Club members.
Yeah. Johnny, what, did you get any kind of deals on your Disney Plus?
Yeah, I got the Verizon hookup.
So you got the year free.
Yeah.
See, I got that, too, but I already signed up. I got the D23 deal. So I paid.
But you saw they'll add a year and just put yours on hold.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, so you need to look. Yes, apparently, if you were a person that got the deal or was doing the month to month or whatever, if you have Verizon, you can still take your free year and it just will extend your current.
Ooh.
Nice.
I have to get on that. Yeah, I got the D23, which was $143 for 3 years. So it breaks out to about a year free. I think if you do the math, even though I was told there was no math tonight during the podcast.
No, Miranda doesn't do math. No math.
I like Johnny got that joke. I'm glad.
I'm still saying Miranda does no math. No math.
Miranda don't do bird movies and she don't do math.
But you know what? You missed it because the other night Jenny and I did a podcast and I got to yell, "It is a bird movie."
What do you think? I listen to Geek and Sassy.
I know you do. I just didn't know. People would be busy right now. I don't know if they'd had a chance to.
Oh, sweetie, I got an hour and a half commute each way most days. So I need friendly voices to get me through it. So what do you guys think of the titles at launch? Johnny, I know you dove in headfirst on day one. I mean, I remember seeing posts from you in chats like, this one. Oh! So what were you very excited to find out there on day one?
Mostly you already nailed me on it. The Dean Jones, that my dad growing up, and Kurt Russell was the guy we all want to be. All those, the 70s, Disney classics like, Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, World's Strongest Man, the Shaggy D.A., etc. And, one of my favorites was Gus, Mule, who enters the NFL, quite a classic there. But also, I had slept on the sports genre was where they killed it with the Rookie of the Year, The Rookie, The Mighty Ducks, of course, Miracle, great movies in all sports. And the Muppets, of course.
Muppets.
I'm dying to do Great Muppet Caper on Laughing Theater. I just have to figure out who I'm going to get on that one.
I volunteer as tribute.
Why is Miranda on every episode? Because. It's okay. What about you, Jason? What were you, you started diving in there, and what were you excited about seeing?
Well, let me start off by saying, Johnny, you mentioned the Mighty Ducks.
Yes, so sir.
They show it there, that it's there, but if you click on it, it says not available until January 2021.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Because
is it like when you found out Santa wasn't real, Jason?
Listen. that's what I was saying. The first thing I clicked was Mighty Ducks 2 to watch, and that's when I found out. Well, I knew it wasn't on the initial launch list. So when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's there. And it's not there.
You just wanted to get your knuckle puck fix, huh?
Exactly. It's knuckle puck time.
What else?
See, Goldberg, before the recent Goldberg.
Oof. Yeah. What else were you excited to see on there?
Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
I love Boy Meets World. All those are Disney Channel original movies that came out in like the late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the movie called Brink.
No,
anyone?
I've never heard of that.
No, it's a rollerblading movie that came out in the very early 2000s. That was pretty fun.
That kind of brings salty memories because, like when the Disney Channel first came out, you got excited, but then they didn't really have the classics because they want to bleed you for the video. So it wasn't like when the Disney Channel, it wasn't like they would throw on Pinocchio or Cinderella. They would have Mickey Mouse, the new Mickey Mouse Club, and whatever, Even Stevens and crap like that. By that time, I was interested in that. Like, I wanted the classics.
You're right.
But that's why this launch is real special because they didn't hold back finally. After all the years of teasing, they didn't. They blew it all out.
Yeah. Oh, of course, the Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
That was
yes.
That was college for me. I used to come back from class and just turn the Disney Afternoon on after, doing some medicinal activities, if you know what I mean. I mean, I can't hear the
government. Were you more of a Rescue Rangers or a Darkwing Duck guy?
Oh, God, Rescue Rangers all the way. I mean, I love Tailspin, too, man. I mean, you had gummy bears on there sometimes.
Gummy bears.
Gargoyles?
Gargoyles is a little after my time.
That's a little more my time.
All right, what about you, Miranda, with your 41-page list?
41-page list. You think I'm kidding? It printed out 41 pages.
I heard you on your show. I could hear you rustling, so I'm like,
I was trying not to do that, but I was like flipping the pages, and I was like, oh my God. And then I really said to myself, I'm like, now they believe me. 41.
Yeah. I was like, Miranda doesn't go small. She does what she's going to do.
Yep, pretty much. So you guys already said two of mine I was really excited about. Gummy bears, which is my favorite. And then I loved the gargoyles. My brothers are enough younger than me that was like one of their things, and I watched it with them. So I loved that one. And then I got frustrated because I was going to do all the Alice in Wonderland stuff, like everything. Mm-hmm. Alice is like my favorite.
One of them
was actually the way that the Mighty Ducks was. When I clicked on it, it wasn't available.
Now, is it the original or is it the Johnny Depp one?
No, it's one of the Johnny Depp ones. Oh, okay. It's just available until later.
Okay. Yeah, I think one of them's on Netflix still.
Yeah.
Possibly. Because I thought I remember it being on Netflix. I just couldn't remember.
I don't know where Mighty Ducks is streaming, though, at all.
It may not be.
I don't understand why it would be.
I don't know. The manager told us about an app the other day, and I really didn't look at it yet, called Just Watch. Apparently, I think you just type in something, and it tells you what streaming service it's on, if it is on anything.
Mm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really dove in yet, but I mean, I saw just, Pixar shorts, all the old, like I said earlier, all the old Mickey Mouse and all those black and white cartoons.
Three Caballeros, Andy.
Three Caballeros. Yes. What? That's a bird movie.
But I like that bird movie.
Okay. And so is Saludos Amigos.
It is a bird movie.
That's another bird movie. That was when Walt had his South American fix going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually really excited for, I heard about the Imagineering shows. I mean,
I've heard it's really good.
I mean, everybody kind of knows, my day job is I work for A&E Networks. And I don't know if y'all watch the show Modern Marvels on the History Channel. But we had a Walt Disney World episode. And I every time that goes up on the air schedule and we need a new version, I would raise my hand. Like, I must have done, five versions, and, you got to cut it down. I'm like, I don't want to cut anything out of the show. It's just too awesome. So when I heard about the Imagineering stuff, and then I think there's a couple of ones going on. I think there's this Imagineering story, and then there's also the, I think The Rock is an executive producer on a series of about Imagineering or ride designs or something coming soon. I mean, I'm also excited about, the documentaries, Waking Sleeping Beauty. I just love the history so much of Disney that I just give me that. I'll eat it up left and right. And the Nat Geo stuff looks kind of cool. And the fact that we're getting Disney Nature, which every year we tried to go every year when the kids were smaller, we would try to go so that the first week where the proceeds would go towards whatever charity or service for the, Save the Pandas or whatever the hell was going on.
Yeah, it'd be save the parks 1 year or, something different each one.
I mean, I'm afraid, though, that if I go diving in there, I'm going to find all the, the Disney Channel stuff from when, Jessica was little. And I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to, cry. I don't know if they're going to have, the Wiggles on there or these other shows like PB&J Otter or Stanley or...
PB&J Otter was so cute, but the Wiggles can just... die in a burning pit of fire.
I know that, but there was this one song. I'm going to sidebar. One song, my daughter is 17 now, actually, and looking at colleges, but she's 9 months old in her little bouncy seat. And every time the song Captain Feathersword Ahoy would come on, she would throw her hands up and just wave them in the air. like back and forth. It didn't matter. It was like I tried out an experiment where I put all these other songs, then threw that song out, and she did it. If I did the song back to back, she did it. So that's the kind of stuff I'm gonna see. And I'm gonna be like, oh, I remember watching these shows and going to the Playhouse Disney live on stage show at Disney, and you know later on when she was a little bit older. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, anything else, guys, that you found in there that you like? You can't wait to dive into.
I'm looking forward to watching the Imagineer stuff too, personally. Actually, my girlfriend was a Disney Imagineer for a bit at Epcot, so she's actually looking forward to watch that too. And I just got tagged in something on Facebook just now that there's rumors circulating that they're looking to reboot Tron for Disney Plus. I guess for the launch of the ride. So that's me being the Tron super fan I am. That's something I'd be looking forward to. Okay. If those rumors come to fruition.
All right, Miranda. Anything else you found in there that you can't wait to dive into?
Caden and I have already been diving into a couple of things. He just was allowed to start watching The Simpsons like last year, mm-hmm. So he's been like getting crazy with The Simpsons. We've been doing Gravity Falls and all the Rick Moranis, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey. Mm. I'm so like excited for those. Yes, 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 yes.
Johnny, what about you?
So some of the newer content, the new Lady and the Tramp, mm-hmm. and also the World According to Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing some things about. Yeah, they have two episodes of that. Looks interesting.
Okay, very cool. All right, well that's a good beginning to our Disney Plus discussion. So we're going to take a quick break though, and when we come back, we're going to talk about kind of like the titles that have been announced, such as the Marvel titles, Star Wars titles, and other movies, and what we could possibly see there in the future, as well as omissions, and kind of like, you know, another streaming service that I think will be probably the rival to it. I mean, you got the, you know, your, let me think of a couple of your Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, I guess, since we're part of a wrestling world, of streaming services, if you will. So, with Jason Sherman, Miranda Berthel, and Gerasino D'Amato, I'm Andy Adson. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
PlaySuite Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaySuiteNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the PlaySuite Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The PlaySuite Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaySuiteNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaySuiteNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.ProBoards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaySuiteNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Nation, welcome back to our Pod Blast Pod special here on the Pop Feed. We're talking Disney Plus and its first few days, the infancy of the streaming service, if you will. I am Andy Atten. I'm here with Jason Sherman, Miranda Berthold, and J.R. Sandoval. But first, we're going to talk about what's going on here at Place to Be Nation. Here on the Pop Feed, the Sarcastic Four are back with the latest episode of the Marvel Age podcast, where they continue their look at roughly one-third of the most significant of Marvel's output throughout the year 1972. The first episode of Looking Forward, Looking Back Sports, hosted by the Cowboy, Roger Morissette, he was joined by, as he called it, his binky, Johnny D'Amato, to take a look back at the most recent MLB season. They looked ahead to the newest NBA season. I highly recommend it. It's a fun show. Roger is doing a great job taking over that. Perfect man for it. And Johnny was the perfect guest for his first show.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. The hard-traveling fanboys go off the page and look at the 1974 television movie Wonder Woman, starring Kathy Lee Crosby and Ricardo Montalban. Johnny, you ever see that one?
I did. I'm more of a fan of Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Smart man.
What a beautiful woman and what a great actress.
All right. Let's stop right there.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. Keep it professional. Keep it professional.
This is not Geek and Sassy. We can't go there.
Well, you could go like a little nerd eye candy. That's okay. not to steal your shtick over there, but you know, she's still a beautiful woman. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
DC4U continues their Green Lantern month by taking a deep dive into the beginnings of the Four Corpsmen, featuring Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner, John Stewart, and Kyle Rayner. This Week in the NFL hits weekly, hence the title, with the Cowboy and Johnny recapping the last set of games and previewing the upcoming weekend's batch. Siblings Kevin and Mary host the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast. On episode 25, they bring you The Office, season 3, episodes 20 and 21. And on the newest Diamond Conversations, the fourth episode features one-on-one chat with Executive Vice President and GM of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Nick Hall. Don't forget, the greatest sitcom of all time tournament kicks off in just about a week on Monday, November 25th, beginning with the play-in round. Before matchups today, so be sure to like our tournament page so you won't miss a single one. That's right. There's going to be some. There's actually some Disney Channel content on this in this tournament. I know Hannah Montana's in there. That's a Raven. Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World, all those TGIF shows. So be on the lookout for that.
Over there, big shout out to Andy for that because that was a lot of work.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't do it alone. So, but it was.
You did a lot though.
I know, but I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun with everybody. Okay, so over on the wrestling feed, on the premiere episode of Body Pressure Luck, it's PTBN's first ever wrestling trivia show. Hosts JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan welcome Ryan Everett, Neo Trauma, and Logan Crossland to battle out. If you think you have what it takes to be a main eventer on the show, reach out to us, and you may be on a future episode. The latest episode of the Place to Be podcast, JT and Justin are joined by Jennifer Smith to review the MSG House Show from February of 1990. On part two of episode 137 of the main event, Nate, Scott, and Steve go back in time to 2002 and check out TNA's 20th pay-per-view. On the newest Wrestling Warzone, JT and Chad dive into Raw Nitro from 2/5/96. Jenny and the Gems explore the WWE Hidden Gem Vault with a look at the Great American Bash Tour from Greensboro in 1988. On the newest show over on the wrestling feed, With This Ring, husband and wife Ryan and Cindy look at five matches and discuss where they place on Ryan's GWWE match list as well as Cindy's personal list. And finally...
Oh, my God. I love that title.
Yes.
I just have to say that. Like, their name is, like, probably the best I've ever heard.
Yes. When you have those great titles, man, you just gotta run with it. Just like Mr. Nate Milton had said about the Rocky Maivia Picture Show. How awesome is that name? All right, and over on the latest PTBN Extreme Three-Way Dance, JT, Johnny, and Jenny continue their ECW adventures with the most anticipated Hostile City Showdown. Don't forget to subscribe to the Jenny Position, the new home of Geek and Sassy, featuring Miranda, talking pop, freak out driving, telling stories, and much, much more. And also, don't forget to check out PlacementNation.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing articles and topics in the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including the SmackDown Fox Report, This Week in WWE, Jason, your DVD deep dive, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion, plus Paulie's Perspective, and also a new column featuring Mr. Steve Steve Riddle, We have so many Steves around Place to Be Nation. Steve Rilla just started a new series. He's going to be going back and doing written reviews of the classic Disney animated features. So, and don't forget, every Wednesday, Glenn's Walk Around the Web, and college football fans Scott Crisco and Logan Crossland have the weekly campus hot takes. Okay, so everything else we'll talk about at the end of the show. Now, back to Disney+. So, what are you most looking forward to that's been announced but we haven't seen yet, like the original content? Jason, what are you looking forward to?
Well, seeing as this guy is my favorite character in the MCU, I'm 100% looking forward to the Winter Soldier and Falcon show.
Oh, cool.
Winter Soldier is my favorite, and I like their dynamic with one another. I think it's going to be funny, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to all the MCU shows, of course, but that one specifically is the one I'm looking forward to most. Oh, and if this Tron rumor ends up being true, then of course that.
Well, especially since, like, you know, they're going to go hand in hand. Like, they're going to, things that happen in the shows affect the movies and vice versa.
Yeah.
So that's the best part about it. Miranda, what about you?
I really don't know. Like, I know that sounds bad, but, like, there's so much coming. I honestly, the first day of launch, there was so much there. I hit a day of overload moment, like an overwhelm moment.
This is too much, like, content. I don't know where to start. Like,
I don't know. For anybody that doesn't know, start with Forky Ask the Question.
Oh, yeah?
That's where you should start. I don't know. The Marvel stuff is really, really cool. Because I was really bummed when they were removing and they were announcing, like, this is leaving Netflix and this is leaving Netflix. Because I really liked those. But since they're coming somewhere else, I'm excited to see where they go with any of those, really.
Awesome. Awesome. Johnny, what about you?
I haven't really heard. Have they, like, announced there's anything in the works as far as, like, a remake, kind of something like Lady and the Tramp or something that they, you know, a remake of a classic that they're going to have, you know, exclusive on Disney Plus?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to go on a case-by-case basis with these live-action reimaginings or whatever you want to call them, requels or, like, you know, and they're gonna have to decide whether this is strong enough to perform theatrically, or is it something like, all right, well, you know what, it's still going to be a good movie, let's put on Disney Plus, which I think is where they were at with, like, Lady and the Tramp. I think had they held off on Dumbo, and if also it shouldn't have been Tim Burton, but Dumbo would have been a good choice if they had stuck more to the source material instead of basically making Michael Keaton an evil Walt Disney. But no, it's, I mean, I'm sure there are plans for some of the lesser titles, if so to speak. I think something like The Sword and the Stone, maybe, or I don't know if they do Robin Hood, like, with animals. I mean,
that's supposed
you
to
can
be
bet
that
the Little Mermaid's go into the theater.
Little Mermaid's going to theaters. I don't even try to think what else we still have, like Hunchback. Yeah, Hunchback is on, you're on the fence. Pocahontas. On the fence. I mean,
there's a Mulan. We're getting live action Mulan, and yeah. I want to say that that was a slated Disney Plus only.
Yeah.
Oh no. Hasn't there been live action Pocahontas adaptions though, not made by Disney?
Well, probably, but you know, you got to have Miko in there, the raccoon.
Yeah. So,
I mean, they're gonna have the cutesy factor. I mean, originally. I mean, Pocahontas wasn't really what they set out to make. I mean, with that, the story was they were looking for a Romeo and Juliet story to make. And they settled on, you know, I mean, that's the same thing. Like, everybody could say, you know, Lion King was based on Hamlet and so on and so forth. There's other, you know, things like stories they were looking at, and they just kind of, like, built the rest of it around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm kind of psyched, though, for, all the shows, like, you know, stuff like the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, the Cassian Endor show, like all these things, like, you know, that they want to do. They want to do all these side stories. You know, there was rumors of getting a Boba Fett or a Bounty Hunter movie. You know, there was an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. But now it's like, you know what? We don't need to do a movie. We could do a limited series, which is how we got The Mandalorian and how we get these other shows, which is going to be pretty awesome. All right. So what about omissions? Like, I know we talked about a few, but Miranda, what can you see that's been omitted that, like, you're kind of bummed about right now?
With 41 pages, again, I'm overwhelmed.
What would have been on page 42?
Do what?
What would have been on page 42?
What would have been on page 42? Honestly, there are some of the Disney Channel originals that were, you know, you guys kind of talked about some of your favorites earlier, but there are a couple from, like, when they first started doing those in the 90s that I didn't see on there that I remember watching, which apparently are supposed to be coming. Like, there was one, there was, like, Cadet Kelly. I didn't see that on there. It may be, but I didn't see it.
Isn't that Hillary Duff?
Yeah. It was. It was Hillary Duff. That's when she was real popular because she had Lizzie McGuire and all of that. Mm-hmm. There was something else the other day. I was like, I wonder if that's there. And it wasn't. And now for the life of me, I cannot remember what it was.
Well,
but for the most part, most of like the basic princess movies are there. For now, at least. I do like the older things. Like, I liked the Apple Dumpling Gang and those were on there. I wish more of that content were on there.
What about you, Johnny?
Yeah, that definitely does a lot for me. Like the 70s, 80s, my wheelhouse that they still admit there's a World's Greatest Athlete starring J. Michael Vincent. Which is there's a Super Dad with Bob Crane. There's a couple of those Boatniks, stuff like that. Some good 70s stuff that still hasn't made it on yet. And an omission, Mr. Sherman, sadly advised me. I put them all on the wish list. The Mighty Ducks. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, as I'm seeing now, 2020 and 2021. That's crazy. Yeah. But that's all good because there's so much stuff. You know, by the time you get around to them. It'll be 2020, 2021. but I didn't realize that. I just threw them on the wish list, and I didn't even see that until you told me.
Yeah, I love the Mighty Ducks. That was one of the first things I went to.
What about the Muppet Show? Is that on there yet, or is that an omission right now?
It's not there yet. The one that they tried to reboot a few years ago is. But
Muppets Tonight's on there?
The one that they put on ABC.
Yeah, like The Office.
Oh, God.
I liked it.
I thought it was okay.
Good musical guests, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, the drum off between Dave Grohl and Animal was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love, my favorite new character on The Muppets is Pepe. Because he's not a shrimp, he's a king prawn, okay? You guys, I am passionate. I am a prawn. I am Pepe. So much fun.
He's in the Christmas one, mm-hmm. and it's on there already.
Ah, all right.
The Christmas Carol, The Muppets Christmas Carol.
I mean, Johnny knows, like, you know, we're a little bit older than you guys. That was, you know, 7:30 Channel 2, like every night was the Muppet Show. That's childhood for us.
I don't know what's going on with those ones.
I don't know. It could be rights issues. Who knows? I mean, they own the Henson Company, so they own the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I think they own the Muppets. I don't think they own the Henson Company because I don't think Disney would have put out Happy Time Murders.
I am wondering though, because of a conversation that you and I had about like your work in mm-hmm. particular, Andy, mm-hmm. could some of these things not be there because it's a matter of like when you guys had a specific show that you were working on at A&E and you mm-hmm. had to like remaster, redigitize basically, and you had to like clean it up. Could that mm-hmm. be the reason that some of these aren't there yet? Like maybe they have to get an Andy to go in there and like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there could be a specific song. It could be specific footage. Could be, you know, somebody, one person or something owns the rights to. Sometimes there's a show, and because like there's a photo, like a single solitary still photo that has somebody's right, still has the rights to. You know, is it worth spending $10,000? No, you're gonna go in and replace it. But you know, you got to go through all that. I mean, I know Disney was hiring like an MF. With people to do this streaming service and get it off the ground. I mean, I'm sure like if my company were to ever do that, there would be, I'm sure, a lot of work to do to ramp up for that. But Jason, what about you for omissions besides your beloved Mighty Ducks? Who are going to get there eventually.
Yeah, eventually they'll be there. I was actually kind of shocked to not see Angels in the Outfield.
Oh,
it's not there?
No.
Oh.
Right? Mm. Like, Rookie of the Year and The Sandlot, which I don't consider Disney movies, were there. But Angels in the Outfield, which is a Disney movie,
yeah,
not there. Hmm. Also, Muppet Babies.
There is a Muppet Babies on there, but it is the new one that's come out since my kid.
that's a big nope for me. I'm talking the one I used to see on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, the one that like we would have watched
on Saturday mornings.
Correct. That's not there. And there was another Disney Channel original movie. I think one of the first ones with Katherine Heigl and Danielle Harris called Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not there either.
Wow.
Was Smart House on the list? I could shuffle through the pages, but I'll spare everyone.
I heard it was, okay. But that's not something I looked for.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure things are that still going to come, but I'm sure there's things that are going to go. I think like certain movies have to go back to some other services for at least a short period of time.
Really?
A few years,
the contracts or something that they have with those.
Yeah, there's some wonky things. Like, I mean, it's very Hollywood contracts and rights are very confusing. I mean, look, anybody who's a comics fan, you know, the whole thing with trying to get everybody into the MCU. I mean, the rights for, like, you know, Submariner and the Hulk and you know, Spider-Man, all those, you try to do that, you're going to go cross-eyed.
I'm not entirely sure, like, movies like Heavyweights and The Big Green from, like, the mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
Were they Disney movies?
If they were Touchstone or...
They were Disney.
They were Disney. I mean, I know somebody mentioned earlier that they watched Heavyweights in one of the chats. Yeah,
I didn't search for it. I just that just hit me now, like with Angels in the Outfield not being there. I wonder if there's any other of those mid-90s.
Yeah, like the the Touchstone. What about like the adult like movies Splash. Like Touchstone, like Ruthless People?
Oh God, yeah.
Was 10 Things I Hate About You Touchstone? Is that why that's there?
Could be. I mean,
I can't remember.
I mean, also, you got to remember, Disney owns Miramax.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So you're not going to see
any of that. James Silent Bob.
Yeah, I think that's going to go to Hulu.
Ooh.
I mean, if you're going to see it somewhere, I think that's where it's going to go. I mean, it depends. I mean...
Right.
Who knows, like, you know, what kind of deals Tarantino got for, you know, all that. So he may own the rights to his own movies, like, or he may have a say in where it goes streaming-wise. Who knows? You know.
I am showing Heavyweights on the list. It's here. Okay. According to this list, it was supposed to be there on day one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Are we getting the X-Men franchise? Does anyone know?
I mean...
I believe that's going to Hulu, what I read.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't mention the X-Men animated series. That's another one, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people have gone bonkers over that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the
I mean, that was on Hulu, so it's not like it was not available to see, but...
Now, my daughter's very excited about stuff like Lab Rats and stuff, because I think she had a crush on one of the guys on the show. But yeah, like, I'm going to be... I bet you one day they're going to catch me watching, like, you know, old episodes of shows that you still watch, just to get that nostalgia factor in there. I mean, as terrible a movie Cars is, I mean, not terrible, but it's not great.
Some of the sequels are not that
great. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that was Dylan's favorite movie. I mean, he was born a year after it came out. But, you know, being like, you know, a little boy playing with cars, we put it on, and then all of a sudden, then we had to watch it over and over and over and over.
You know? I mean, in consideration for all the other Pixar films, like, Cars is on the lower spectrum of that.
Yeah, it's not The Good Dinosaur. Ugh.
Oh, quickly on Pixar, did anyone happen to see the Pixar in Real Life show that's there and know what that is?
I saw it there. I added it to my list to watch later.
Okay.
Because
I think if I'm like walking down the street and I see Wally rolling up to me, I might have a heart attack.
Yeah, I might get really excited too. But I'm telling you, if you want to watch any of the new Pixar stuff, you really need to go over there and watch Forky Ask for Question.
Yeah, I mean,
that's exactly how the guy says it too, and it's the greatest thing ever.
If Miranda saw Wally, she's like, it's Wally. Ah!
I did see a Wally robot at a convention I went to, but you expect to see stuff like that there. But like in the middle of like, you know, a random street somewhere.
Right. I mean, if it's Main Street Disney, then like you expect that too. But like, if I just walk out my front door and I'm like,
Wally, you Which is my personal favorite Pixar movie.
Yeah, I like the... Well, I mean, I kind of consider it like two movies. First movie is kind of like Wally on Earth, and then the next one's up on that ship.
So, Axiom?
Axiom, yeah. So, I mean, it's no Up.
That's another podcast altogether.
If you cannot get through the first few minutes of Up without shedding a tear, you don't have a soul.
I was about to say, you are soulless.
I never said I didn't. I just prefer Wally. I cried at the end of Wally.
I love Wally. I mean, I remember I was in the car one time. Jessica was really little, and I do voices, and I'm like, Jessica, did you enjoy Wally? And she goes, Dad, it's Wally. Like she did. I'm like, oh my God, her first impression.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what movie did come out on launch day that Caden and I saw in the theaters that I was like, Disney, why would you do this?
Oh boy.
Have any of you ever watched Mars Needs Moms?
Nope. I've hard passed that numerous times.
I've heard
it. Okay, with Caden's age, it came out when he was really little, and it looked really interesting, right? No. So we go to the theater, and I remember my kid, and I'm sobbing. He is sobbing because, like, this mom basically, like, is going to give herself so she's going to die so the kid doesn't die. And my child is, like, squalling because he's like, moms die. I'm like, Disney, what the actual F?
Disney is known for killing parents.
Yeah,
they are, but this one was, like, so blatant. Like, you were wild. Like, oh.
Damn you, Disney. I know, Johnny, I was really disappointed when you said Midnight Madness is not on there.
Yeah, you got my hopes up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Midnight Madness is a special place because my girlfriend, when we first met online, let's just say it, okay? when we first started chatting, I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, she's like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm watching a movie. I'm like, what movie? She goes, you've never heard of it. I said, try me. She's like, Midnight Madness. And I texted back, Fago Beefy! And she was like, oh my God. She's like, what are the chances that you meet somebody that knows this obscure Disney movie from like, the, what was it, the 70s? The late 70s or the 80s?
But it was like a PG movie. It was one of the PG.
Yeah. With, I think that was Michael J. Fox's first.
Eddie Deason, yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about last thing we're going to cover tonight is there is another new kid on the block, and that's coming, I think, in January, if I'm not mistaken, or early next year. That is HBO Max. Yeah. So what do you guys think of that announcement? Johnny, what about you?
What is it going to be? What's going to be the difference?
Well, I think it's going to have all the original HBO content. So, like, I think all the original HBO movies, HBO series, they're even buying rights. Like, I think they bought The Big Bang Theory for, like, $1 billion.
They sure did.
And they're coming out with some originals themselves. Like, they're going to continue on the story. Like, Adventure Time ended. So they're going to carry on the story in, like, a different manner. It's, like, years later or something or another. So they're going to do stuff like that too.
And what's going to be the big hook? Is it Friends is going to be on?
Friends, I think, is going to be on Peacock, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Friends is with something out there. We'd have to look it up. I hear Miranda furiously typing away.
Sorry, I thought I muted myself. Sorry.
Okay.
I have a gaming keyboard and it's really loud.
But there's too many to keep track of. I thought Friends was the big hook for the new HBO.
The Big Bang is a big get.
Yeah.
Also the Arrowverse, entire Arrowverse is going there. And not only that, they're giving Greg Berlanti is going to do a Green Lantern show on there, and it's getting like the biggest budget for any television show in like history. So I think that's going to be big. They got all of South Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's another big thing. They got South Park.
Oh, okay.
And I think they got Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically anything like, that on. I think that's also going to, because they're, I think they're, since it's Warner Media, right? HBO, Time Warner, they're going to absorb a lot of the DC stuff probably too as well. So, I mean, I think that's going to be like the number two to Disney Plus.
I'm really looking forward to that Green Lantern show. I think that's going to be something special.
And I have to say,
because the Arrow stuff is great, and it's getting like, say a typical Arrow episode of Arrow. I think like an episode of Green Lantern is going to have like four times the budget of a typical episode of Arrow or The Flash.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, shout out to the Godfather, Nate Milton, on the last episode of Great Debate. I asked a question. I said, what do you think would do well as a streaming service, like a limited series? And he said, I want to see a Green Lantern. I'm sorry if that's I don't know if it's a horrible Nate impression, but shout out to the Godfather. No disrespect, all love. But yes, Nate, he called it. The man is a mad prognosticator. Is that the right word? I don't know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to all this. I mean, I'm going to get HBO Max as well. Throw that up there with WWE Network and Hulu and all the other stuff I subscribe to. I just think
there's so many. Yeah, there's so many.
I mean, there are some Netflix shows that I do watch though, like Kominsky Method. Season 2 just dropped, so I have to check that out. And watching I'm Sorry, which is actually a True TV series, but it's on Netflix as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
Andrea Savage.
Okay, and who's her husband? Isn't it Tom Everett Scott?
Yeah, and Jason Matuszakis.
I love that guy. He's a riot.
Yes,
he's out of his mind.
So
from the league, yeah,
yes,
the league, and amongst other things, yeah, he was in. He's on The Good Place a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. He's out of control.
Yes.
Like some of the other Netflix shows, like Mindhunters, that's another popular one. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that one about the beginning of the behavioral analysis unit of the FBI, like the very beginning ground floor of that. And there's a show I actually just started watching the other day called Daybreakers, which is a post-apocalyptic mm-hmm. show that's really fun.
Yeah, Netflix is going to have to step up their game. And
big time.
It's been a couple of years, you know, a few years, because what really made them blow up was like those buzz shows, like when they had House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. People would subscribe just for those shows. And they really haven't had those kind of shows where saying, oh, you got to see this. It's been
Stranger
a while.
Things.
So they got to come out with it. Yeah, well, a couple of years.
Years.
So that's probably like the last one that's like really generated a lot of buzz.
I was a big fan of Grace and Frankie. I don't know if you guys watched that. That ended.
I mean, I know my girlfriend used to watch. She loved it. So
that's funny. What's the other one that I liked? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm sure it'll come to you once the show's over.
Oh, Santa Clarita Diet. There you go. Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, yes. I never finished that.
I didn't either. I have to. But I'm a big fan of Timothy Olyphant. I think he's a riot in that show.
Yes.
Being the straight man.
I really
hope they're stepping up their movie game. My Name is Dolomite was outstanding.
And they got The Irishman, which you
saw. Yeah, of course. Thanksgiving week, the Netflix is probably going to blow up with the Irishman show.
Yeah,
did anyone watch that Breaking Bad? I wasn't a fan of the show.
Yeah, the El Camino, which was pretty good.
I never watched the show, so no point in me watching that movie, but I know
pretty much. Even some of the fans of the show said they were a little disappointed, but I thought it was pretty good.
I think these streaming services are going to have to do, especially Netflix, they're going to have to pick their lane, play to their strengths. They're going to say, look, you know, this one service is going to have this corner. This one service is going to have that corner. What are we going to corner? And I think reaching out to these filmmakers that are not going to get these big-time theatrical releases or, you know, that studios may not give a flyer to because they're not making back their budget or marketing or whatever they're spending on them, like, you know, Scorsese or whoever. I mean, I'm sure The Irishman would have done fine. I mean, had it with that cast, I mean, would it made back its theatrical budget and the all the marketing costs? I mean, who knows how it would have done internationally, but, you know, Netflix just absorbs that in their subscribers. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're going to, you know, look at Eddie Murphy. I mean, they gave Adam Sandler that huge deal.
Oh, yeah, I was about to mention that. Oh, and then they just announced a new Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Four, yeah. It's going to be on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a...
And I mean, of course, the Nickelodeon deal, too. That's a, kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and there's lower expectations there because they don't release their numbers.
Yeah, so. About 10 horrible Adam Sandler movies. But supposedly, they're like the most watched, you know, so...
I've heard they were pretty good. His stand-up special was pretty good.
No, the movies are brutal, man.
Were they? Pretty much.
I've seen most of them. Yes.
I haven't Ridiculous Six with my kids. I thought it was horrible.
I haven't watched the Sandler movie. I haven't liked the Sandler movie since, I think, The Longest Yard.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You liked that movie?
I did. I thought Kevin Nash was great.
Nash was great. Jesus Christ. You got Bill Goldberg standing with his schwanz out.
That's sacrilege. Have you ever seen the original?
Yeah, I've seen the original.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. You still like the Sandler one. All right.
I saw the Sandler one first in theaters. And you gotta remember, I was what, like 20 years old when that came out? I'm a lot younger than y'all.
It does have a good cast. It does have a great cast.
Well, I'm a huge.
It had its moments.
What's that guy's name? The William Fichtner. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great character. Yeah. Actor.
Yes. Prison Break, if you guys have ever seen that.
Oh, no, I love that. What are you kidding me?
Oh, he was coming down off speed. Oof.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So let's go around the horn and figure out where everybody has coming up and where they can find them online. Jason.
Well, I am on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is PTBNETA. And looking to have another episode of E-Ticket Attraction come out in December, where we're going to talk about Hollywood Studios and Star Wars Land.
Ooh, exciting. Johnny, what do you got coming up?
This week in the NFL, we take no bye weeks, and Extreme Three-Way Dance bi-weekly, and other stuff coming on at JadeIce7 on Twitter. And, good to be with you.
Awesome. Miranda, unfortunately, had to drop out for just a little phone call. So I'm just going to pimp Miranda's stuff. Check her out on Geek and Sassy over on the Jenny Position. And Miranda will be joining me on shows coming up in the future. Usually she gets on my Looking Back previews for movie seasons. And don't forget, Jenny and I, will be back with another live watch on the Laughing Theater special. We did a live watch of the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. So look for that to drop right before Thanksgiving. Also, check her out, like I said, on the Jenny Position, as well as some other pop goes and movies or whatever may pop up, no pun intended. For myself, I have a new episode of Laughing Theater coming later this week. Mike Cook is going to join me to watch Spaceballs as part of us. Yes, we have a little Star Wars thing going with the lead up to episode 9. So the next episode of The Great Debate is going to be all Star Wars related. I know Glenn Butler has Spectaculars coming out with the themes and the scores. But that's Glenn's bread and butter. That's his wheelhouse. Talk about movie scores for all the different incarnations of the franchise, as well as you know, other. You know, there's going to be a Pop Goes in Movies, of course, and all kinds of fun Star Wars content coming soon. And also, don't forget, check out Year in Pop. We'll be back the first week of December. That's right, Johnny, you, the Doctor, and Mr. Criscolo and I will get together and we're going to talk about the year 1979. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, we're ending the 70s. Can you believe that already?
Can we talk about the Smashing Pumpkins song?
No.
Because I hate the Smashing Pumpkins anyway.
All right. So
unless it was written in 79. We're not gonna...
Yeah, released in 79, yes. No. So check out, like I said, check out both feeds, check out the website, Geek and Sassy. I mean, I'm talking about the J Position and all kinds of fun stuff, great content. Make sure you like all of our pages. Go give us some reviews on iTunes. We like the 5-star kind, and just, you know, support us. And we've got a lot of good stuff coming. We're going to end the year strong here at Placement Nation. So for Jason Sermon, for Miranda Berthold, for J.R. Cino D'Amato, I'm Andy Atkin. Don't get lost down the rabbit hole that is Disney Plus, but enjoy yourself while you're there. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Oh God.